This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The BJP will launch a month-long Seva Sankalp Abhiyan from the 17th of this month on the occasion of the birthday of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to mark the completion of his 25 years in public life. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, BJP President Nitin Naveen said the Prime Minister will complete 25 years of his public service on the 7th of October, as on this day, in 2001, Mr. Modi began his tenure as the Chief Minister of Gujarat. The BJP President emphasized that under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, India's progress has not been limited to development, but India's cultural identity and heritage have also been strengthened.
He did not just focus on infrastructure and development. He also sought to change the way the people of this country think. When we look at his entire tenure, we can see that his decisions were not merely transformative in terms of governance and development, but also brought about a significant change in the lives of ordinary people. His 25 years of service and dedication have been marked by continuous efforts, a life rooted in values and committed governance. His contribution has given a new dimension to the history of democracy in the world.
The Seva Sankalp Abhiyan will begin with organizing blood donation camp. Mr. Naveen informed that Seva Jyoti Kalash Yatra will also be taken out on the 7th of October, connecting villages and urban areas to express gratitude to the Prime Minister. He said that Seva Mera Yogdan program will be held from the 17th of this month to the 17th of October, with public participation under which various activities will be undertaken. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a meeting with President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, in Colombo today. During the meeting, both the leaders reaffirmed that as civilizational twins, close neighbours and maritime partners, India and Sri Lanka will continue to work together for the development of both the countries and also for the welfare of their people. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that they also reaffirmed the work jointly to ensure the safety, security, peace and prosperity of the region. The External Affairs Ministry today stated that the Indian forensic team in Kathmandu has made significant progress in its work, processing more than 1,400 DNA samples so far. It said that the team has generated 378 DNA profiles till now. Meanwhile, the joint technical team from India sustained its dewatering and slush removal activities at the tunnel in Chilimi today. However, the slope of the tunnel and constrained access continue to pose challenges despite the use of innovative methods by the team. MEA said that construction of the makeshift path for inducting heavy machinery for clearing the tunnel is also moving forward and expected to be complete in another 2 to 3 days. India has condemned the reported Houthi attacks on Saudi sovereign territory, especially the targeting of civilian and economic facilities. In a response to a media query on the attacks in Saudi Arabia, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that such attacks that undermine regional security and stability and threaten freedom of navigation in the Bab el Mandeb were unacceptable. In Rajasthan, voting for the first phase of urban local body elections is being held today. Polling will continue until 6 p.m. Candidates have already been elected unopposed in 6 wards of the 4 municipal councils and 1 ward of a municipal corporation. Polling is being held in the municipal corporations of Alwar, Bharatpur, Bikaner and Bhilwara, besides several municipal councils, including those in Barmer, Jaisalmer, Karoli, Dungarpur, Pratapgarh, Chittorgarh and Nagaur. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal and parts of Northeast India till tomorrow. The Met Department said that thunderstorms and lightning conditions will continue over Uttarakhand, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 2 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading in the red during the afternoon session today. The Sensex shed 396 points to 75,181, while the Nifty declined 75 points to 23,560 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.